Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
You never cease to have coffee. So
I don't.
it's amazing.
I know, so truly.
You
coffee
are powered,
or me.
Right. You are powered by the coffee. So.
That's right. So how are you, Joshua?
You know, I'm doing good. Slept a little better last night. So.
Good job. Yeah, good. I don't know why I said good job.
It could be a thing. You know, people are into sleep. I don't know if you know this, but there's like all kinds of trackers now. There's like for tracking your sleep, there's even like beds that have built-in Bluetooth, you know, sleep trackers.
I did not know that.
And the most recent thing that I've seen advertised, which does look cool, is it's like a heater or an air conditioner for your bed. It actually blows the air in the covers, and you can have whatever temperature you want. So
wow. Do you have any of those things?
I do not, but I think I may put some of them on my Christmas list. That's like a really long ways away from now, but why not?
Why not? Yeah. Well, your wife will have something to go with then.
That's right. So
big ticket items.
That's right. Exactly. The headliners, as we like to call them.
That's right. Well, this is going to be a good day. We've talked about good on other occasions, and this is really about talking about God's goodness.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes we talk about other things before we talk about the goodness of God. Do you have other things?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess kind of like we were just talking, I love technology.
Yes, you do.
And so there's a lot of times that, I mean, like for me, every time Apple does anything, it's like a Super Bowl. You know, it's like every event I'm just glued to, and then I get very excited about whatever
That about you.
Yes.
And then you do know that you and I both like Apple.
That's right. We do. And we realize that not everyone out there shares that.
Yeah. I'm like the only Apple. They like to say the bad Apple.
Wow.
I know.
But yeah, I you know, I do go around many times just excitedly talking about that. And kind of like, you know, as we're talking about the goodness of God, I realize that sometimes, I mean, Apple has done great things for me, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But obviously, they haven't given me life and abundant life, you know, all the things that God gives me. And maybe I do spend more time energetically talking about technology, you know, than maybe I do God. And so that's a little bit of a challenge
to
me.
It is. You know, I think that when we're looking at scripture, we've been looking at Psalm 71, and in the voice, it says that I will come with stories of your great acts. And I think that's just really a good reminder that I'm always prepared and ready. And don't even ask me why, but it reminds me of a story of a hound dog.
Oh,
I know.
I think I am going to ask you why.
I know.
I can't let that one go.
You can't.
No.
I mean, you know, it's Tuesday. We have to really bring it up.
I have to know why. You know, I always have these stories that sound weird. So this sounds like your opportunity
to
shine.
You're contagious, Joshua.
Yeah. So let's hear this. I want to know about
it. So we used to live out in the country, and our neighbors had a real hound dog that would howl and do all
like
of that.
Truly.
And I know this for sure because there was some wood that separated our households, but the hound dog would come to our house at around midnight or so and just sit on our patio and howl like right under our bedroom window. And the neighbor was so gracious and kept trying to figure out how to keep this hound dog from doing that. And he finally just said, well, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And so basically it was saying, we're not going to change
also
anything.
Also known as it will continue to howl under your window.
Exactly. And so I started thinking about, you know, this dog that wouldn't stop. And I thought, what are the things in my life that I won't stop, that I'm going to just continue doing? And I think that sometimes I am not really thinking about the fact that I need to come with that story all the time of God's good works, of the fact that we have this world that is stuck on the fact many times because of how you and I speak as well as act, that they don't believe that God is good, and they don't understand that God is always good. And we need to come with those stories,
right?
Armed with those stories, and we need to not stop saying them, you know, that we need to be like that neighbor's dog of just not maybe howling, but just coming constantly and letting people know, you know what, God is good. Because what so many times I, being a pastor and you are too, that so many times I see people in the worst of situations.
Right.
And the first thing that many will say to me is, why did God let this happen? Or why did God do this to me? And we have to shift our perspective and see that God wants good for us. And God does amazing good things. Now, it may not always seem that way because we're looking at the circumstances.
Right.
And we go back to what we've talked about before, Romans 8:28, that God always does something good.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.